And finally, just before you leave, because it's going to be time for lunch, two news flashes have come in. Arjen Fleischer has been removed as spokesman for George Bush at the White House. He's to be replaced with none other than Mohammed Al-Sahaf, former Minister of Information for Saddam Hussein. His new role will involve addressing the world's press on such important issues as weapons of mass destruction in the USA. And finally, weapons of mass destruction have been found in America, in a toilet base in a block of glass today. They claimed it was a sign for weapons of mass destruction. Lieutenant Colonel Shukran Uppingberg said, "We were just minding our own business in downtown Baghdad when we came across the site. Some of my soldiers claimed of a nasty smell coming from the building, and we discovered it was from the toilet. The smell caused by gases, so we realized that poisonous gases were being formulated and decided to call in a B-52 with their bunker-busting bombs. What was really sickening was that we saw Fidayeen of Saddam Hussein dressed up as women and children running from the building when it was bombed. Some Fidayeen even dressed as old people. Needless to say, we soon put them out of their misery. But I must admit, their disguises were very good, but we're all well trained and just can't wait to get back to our folks back home." Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Our final piece, the BBC, the Blair Bush Corporation, is to start a new programme. It's called "I'm an Asylum Seeker, Get Me Out of Here," launched by David Blunkett. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.